Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The New York Mets are facing the Athletics on Sunday afternoon. Juan Soto hits a ground ball to shortstop, and Jacob Wilson, the young shortstop who swings at everything, decided to field the baseball and then take his sweet-ass time before throwing to first base because Juan completely shut down and decided not to run the ball out. So that's what happened. Now, you could formulate your own opinions like, hey, Juan Soto cataleged it. I have a problem with that. But the Met broadcast had more of a problem with Jacob Wilson for taking his time and showing Juan Soto up. Instead of just describing what they thought, here's Gary Cohn and Ron Darling from yesterday's game describing the play and criticizing the young A's shortstop.
Fascinating play to end the inning. Looked like a rookie trying to show up a veteran.
It's a lot to unpack here. Juan Soto wasn't running hard, and accentuated by Wilson holding the ball so long to make him run further down the line or step on it. That's a play you don't usually see from a rookie.
And then Wilson almost threw the ball away. He almost showed himself up.
Yeah.
So they describe it, but it's more about Jacob Wilson showing up Juan Soto than Juan Soto not running. Here's more from Gary Cohn and Ron Darling.
How do we feel about this?
I would not be happy if I were Soto, if I were the Mets. Now, if we're giving him the benefit of the doubt, did he get it stuck in his glove? It sure didn't look like it. It looked like he had a good grip on it.
So I want to make this very clear.
Why are they not giving any business to Juan Soto?
Yeah. Well, so my opinion on the subject, very briefly, is I do not mind that Juan Soto didn't run the ball out. Most guys don't. It's actually very rare to see guys bust it down the line. So I promise you at 3:12 on this Monday, I am not bashing Juan Soto for taking off on a play. I understand it. I don't love it. It doesn't cause me to lose sleep. Got that out of the way. But Tiki, you're 1,000% right. If there's something to talk about from that play, it is not a young shortstop taking his time. It's the fact that Juan Soto shut it down.
Right.
Like, Jacob Wilson taking his time throwing the ball to first base to quote-unquote show up Juan Soto, the only reason he could even do that is because Juan Soto didn't run. So I'm not mad at Juan Soto. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it right now.
It's one play out of 100 he's going to make this year.
And I understand why a lot of ball players don't run out every ground ball. They don't want to pop a hamstring. They don't want to get hurt. Do I love it? No. Mike Piazza used to run every ground ball out. There are star players who did it, but most didn't. Most didn't. I'll tell you a little secret. This is very unpopular to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. David Wright didn't run every ground ball out. That's the truth. Now, I love David. David's awesome. David's my man. It didn't really piss me off that much, unless it's the ninth inning late in the game. But how do is you as the broadcast team make this a Jacob Wilson issue and not a Soto issue?
That was a super homer edition of let's find a controversy in this play. It looks bad from both sides, but let's find a controversy, but we're not going to mention our guy. That's completely what it was. I guess you don't. It's a blip. It won't matter unless Juan Soto does this more frequently, which I doubt that he will. Not everybody can be Brandon Nimmo.
Well, and that's true. And I think Nimmo is almost unique in that regard. Mm-hmm. But Jacob Wilson didn't do anything wrong. He fielded a ground ball. He saw that the runner was not running and said, oh, I could take my time. Mm-hmm. Now, did it show Juan Soto up a little bit? It kind of did. But that's not his problem.
By the way, that's a good thing.
Because it embarrassed Soto enough to maybe the next time run hard?
100%.
Maybe.
I have to get down the line because he's not going to throw the ball until I start running to get down the line.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I don't mind a rookie, especially if the vet's not doing the right thing, calling him out. I don't mind that from rookies.
Yeah, I don't. Well, even though rookies suck.
Yeah.
And rookies are stupid.
And they all suck.
Right.
But if the vet's doing the wrong thing, by all means, get called out.
I also don't know if he was calling him out. I think it may have just been, there's a ground ball and I've got a lot of time. And there's a guy running who's not fast. He's not running hard. I'm not going to rush it over.
And rookies are dumb.
That's important, Evan, because yes, while the throw ended up being erratic, in theory, if you see a guy not busting it down the line, you have a higher probability of things going awry because you're rushing a throw over. So if you take your time because you know you every time, that's right. Not showing it up. That's making a smart play.
Tiki, I think you hit it right on the head. And I rarely say this about SNY and Gary and Ron and Keith because they call it like it is. And I want to give Ron a little bit of credit because he did mention, hey, Soto wasn't running. Mm-hmm. So he did mention it. But the fact that the story of that play was turned into the rookie showing up Soto, and boy, if I'm the Mets, I'd be pissed, to me is homerific.
Rookies suck.
I mean, come on. I'm watching the game. And again, I'm not mad that Soto wasn't running it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Out, and I think I'm mostly not mad because I just know that's the way it is.
Right. It's just it's one game. You've seen it happen one time so far this year.
Like, in an ideal world, would I love to see every single person run out of ground ball to third base or ground ball to shortstop? Of course. But I'm also not naive enough to think or to even bitch about it because it's so uncommon. Like, the reason I cited Piazza earlier is because Piazza was unique. I got to hand it to him. He was one of the very few stars I ever watched on an everyday basis who ran every ball out. Mm. And it's crazy that he did that because he was a catcher.
Yeah.
He was banged up. Mike Piazza had more reasons than David Wright or Carlos Beltran or Juan Soto or anybody else to say, hey, I'm going to take off. It's the seventh inning. Like, come on, I just got beat up behind the plate.
Right.
And he never did. And so for that, I say kudos, Mike Piazza. Thank you, sir.
Well, that's why he's loved. It's one of the reasons that everybody appreciates his career.
But it doesn't keep because you from being loved because other guys didn't run hard.
No, I hear you, but it's just one of those things. Hey, you know, back then I saw Mike Piazza. He always ran it out. Always did.
Absolutely.
No matter what the circumstances. And so that's just, it's a little thing, but it's a lasting thing.
It's a lasting
especially
thing.
Especially if you remember and recognize it.
But it also, to be fair, doesn't bother me. Like, I said about 2 minutes ago, David Wright usually didn't run the ball out. I don't say that in any kind of malicious way. I love David. It didn't even bother me. I'm just calling it like it is. Carlos Beltran, the same thing, another guy I loved. I don't think he ran it out all the time. Do you think Aaron Judge runs it out all the time, Sean?
No, but he also does it in a way. So I think he's so big and lumbering that you can't really tell when he's not.
It's also not obvious.
Yeah,
like Soto did make it very obvious when he shut down.
I'll tell you else was obvious.
Anybody what, that Ben Rice has more better stats than one Soto?
No. The fact that Evan the Met Coward did this at 3:15, not 4:15. Now, why is that, Evan?
You want me to repeat it at 4:15?
I mean, look.
Never call me out about giving a rat's ass about SNY.
Like, no, I think you're scared that Key's going to knock on your door and take away that scorecard.
Now you've changed the show. I'll do it just to prove you fat ass wrong. I apologize. I'm going to have to repeat myself at 4:15 just to prove Sean wrong.
You don't want Keith taking the card back. It's okay.
Keith Hernandez wasn't involved in this.
I understand that. But that's his teammate in Garrett.
No, Evan doesn't care about that. He would go to Steve Cohen's house and yell at him.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about stuff like that.
Yeah, speaking of going to people.
Oh, notice that? Knicks tickets coming soon. Tommy rushing Evans the fact.
Well, I think you made a claim there that you challenges credibility, which I think is out of
the question. Yeah, that actually does bother me. And now you're forcing me to have to change when we talk about it on the show just to prove you wrong. Plus, Tommy also knows something else, and we haven't addressed this yet.
I do.
He knows. He doesn't know what happened, but he knows that yesterday I did something, and I'm so curious how Tiki would have reacted to it if I did it to him. I went right up to Josh Hart, man to man. And I looked into his eyes, beautiful eyes, by the way.
And
I said, Josh, I hate your guts. That was number one.
Wow.
And number two, I said.
And he didn't punch you?
He did not. Are you finally going to come clean that you bullied Mikal Bridges to leave the Nets and join the Knicks? And it was a proud moment because so many times listeners are like, you guys are so fake tough. Why don't you say it to somebody's face? I did.
And what did he say?
I will reveal that coming up shortly. But before I do, if I had gone to you, and I'm trying to think of the equivalent with you, Teak. If I had gone into the room, and you probably, Josh Hart doesn't know who I am, in fairness. I don't think he's listening to sports talk radio. I don't think he's watching SNY between 4 and 6. So, no, I don't think he knew who I was. So, if I went up to you as a non-knowing person, but a talk show host, and said, I hate your guts. I'm a Jet fan.
And you bullied Kerry Collins. That would be the one.
Yeah, so how would you have responded?
I would have said, if I had actually done it, I would have said, you're right.
You would have come clean about
it. I'm glad you would appreciate my tact.
So you would have smiled.
And my skill. Of course I would have smiled.
You would not
smile at everything.
That's true. You would not have punched me in the face.
No.
Okay. That's good to know. I'll give you the answer.
I don't think I've ever punched anybody in the face.
Ever?
I don't think ever.
Even in like elementary school?
No.
Someone trying to take your lunch money?
No. I don't think I've ever punched anybody.
Tiki's like, no one ever tried to take my
punch. I punched my brother in the stomach.
Ah.
But that was it.
That's it. Never, no punch in the face.
No.
I've never punched anyone in the face either. That may be very surprising. Though after Sean questioned my credibility, I was thinking about punching him in the face.
Or if somebody spoils a July Met game for Evan Rice online for Miss Saigon.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I'd punch you in the face.
By the way, another fantastic.
Saw that one when I was younger.
Did
but
you?
I'm not cultured, yeah.
Tommy is out to prove this he's not cultured thing.
That's watch a great one.
But you know what the difference is? Watch this between me and you. I think you proved me wrong, Tommy. I think you are much more cultured than I thought. Mm-hmm. So my apologies.
I will say this. I was too young for it. It was like a family event, and I was a little too young to grasp what was going on in Miss Saigon.
It's deep.
But then we went to see the producers right after that, and I could grasp it.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy. He saw every Broadway show.
What's your favorite of all time, then?
Honestly, I'm a Wicked guy. Saw it a couple times.
Wow.
That's my favorite.
All right. Did you see the movie yet?
I have not. It's on Peacock, right?
It's on the Peacock, yes.
Peacock.
Yes.
So I will. You know what's weird? I know it got really good reviews, and I hate being snobby because I hate those people like, the book is better than the movie, but I love the play so much. Everyone says the movie's awesome, but I don't want it to like...
ruin it? Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody says the movie's awesome, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, the thing. So my favorite has always been Les Mis. The movie was bad. Like, it didn't live up to the Broadway show.
But it doesn't ruin your view of the Broadway show.
No, it doesn't, it just wasn't what I expected. And it was a good cast.
Yeah, that's usually the case, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects
and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.